very upmarket shop for the village. Despite the fact, of course, we use it because it was nice and new home. But there was a man very much in charge in there called Mr. Bartlett, who was dressed very smartly in white. And he used to serve the Lynx Lane people. They used to carry their goods up to their cars and put it in the boot and then wave them goodbye. But we had to sort of help ourselves, so to speak, from up this road. But it was very generous, and they used to have the biscuits in the tins, the foot square tins with the glass tops. You always got a biscuit when you went. They used to lift the lid up and give you a biscuit, give you just one. And there was a lady clerk there behind her own little cubbyhole who took the money. No money going over the counter. You had to go and pay her the money, and then you pick your goods up and took them back. And there was a coffee machine in there, which the place did sell coffee all the time. And a cellar, a very large wooden staircase in the middle of this shop, where they should go down and get goods and bring it up again. And next door to it, and attached to it, was the butcher's. And then there was Paul's Garage, which nowhere near the size it is today, but they just sell petrol. And next to that was Mr. Short's the Outfitters. Again, this was another world. You only went in there if you wanted to buy mother a handkerchief or something for a Christmas present. And it was because they only sold women's clothes in there, although I think they did sell men's handkerchiefs maybe, and maybe men's socks, but nothing more than that. And again, it was a very sort of, had a very, very particular smell. It was always spotlessly clean in there. And Mrs. Short used to run it, and Sissy Newland was her assistant, always and always until the place closed, just stopped there for a second. People could come up. Yes. So, next to Mrs. Short, in fact, there was a Lloyd's Bank, a very small branch of Lloyd's Bank, which opened again, but twice a week. But that was it, just in what was an old blacksmith shed. The next to them was Royal Worcester Bakers. They just about finished making fresh bread in my days, and we still make it, I think, occasionally, but they did that and they took it from Westbourne. But it was still very, very fresh bread, and they sold sweets. I mean, in my days, which they're slowly coming back, I've seen, but you could get sweet shops where they just sell sweets and nothing else. I mean, they survived on it. So she sold sweets, cakes, and bread. Next door to Mrs. Short, yes, next door to Royal Worcester Bakers was Lloyd's Bank, and I correct myself here, the one I mentioned earlier was of course Barclays Bank, which was only open 2 days a week. But similarly, Lloyd's Bank was then only open 2 days a week, as now it's only open 3 days a week. The post office was in a shop which until recent times has been various sorts of antique shops. The door was at the side, and once again, it was a very, very serious business. It was just a post office. There was a steel mesh counter facing you on two sides as you went in, and just with two sides for you to queue up and get mother's pension or buy postage stamps, maybe letters and envelopes, maybe postcards, but nothing else. It was just a post office. Yes. Next door to the post office was the drugstore. And again, it was a working pharmacy. In my days, you could go there and get your prescriptions. There was a qualified chemist there, I think Mrs. Grant, I think was the first one, I can't remember. And of course you could get other lotions and pills there as well. Next door was the Robin Hood, which has always been there. There was a family room there in my days. To the right, as you go in, you know, the main door, which is now the restaurant side of it. It was very much a family room in my days. The first introduction to a bubblegum machine was in there. And there was also a little serving hatch there. And as a child, if we had a little bit of pocket money, you could go in there and get a packet of crisps and soft drink, and clear up a bit quick before the landlord come along and said, oi, go away. But nonetheless, you could use it. Next door to, well, next to first hub along is the Fainton. Not much was known about the Fainton in those early days, although for a very short time, I can remember the Fainton selling ice cream from the window, which is now the restaurant, on a Sunday. I used to go there and get an ice cream on the way to Sunday school. This is a very short memory, and whether anyone else remembers it or not, I don't know. Further along, there was another little grocery come general provision store, a long low building next to the Nook. Again, as I said, this is one of these little shops which I never used to go into, because it wasn't on our circuit. Mother never used to use it, and no one I ever knew used it. Obviously, some people did. Along this lane, there was the hairdressers in the shop name, which is the hairdressers, in fact, was a restaurant owned by a Mr. Rickard, and then by Mr. Lewis. In the 50s, this was one of the first dives, if you like, because the blokes just arrived on their scooters and their motorbikes in their leathers and just sitting there all day long drinking coffee and playing a jukebox. Legend has it that they discovered that if you drilled a hole in an old-fashioned flattening bit and put it in the jukebox with a bit of string, right, you could pull it back out again. But I don't know about that, but he used to sell off these records, which were the pop records of the time, of course, after they'd been played 200 or 300 times, and he used to sell them off, and you could go down and get one of these records for just a few pence. I had a large hole in the middle, but in the old days, a record player used to have a little section you could lift up and twist, and it used to take these large holes, and you could still play them. Next door to him, as I said, was the village barber. He used to come along, not every day, but maybe four nights a week, or like four evenings a week, and from school you could go in there and have your hair cut. He only knew short back and size and crew cut from what I can remember, but he was a nice, genial bloke, and he used to ask you to run errands sometimes. He used to say, after your hair cut, he used to say, just go down the road and get me, I can't remember what it was, but I should go down the road and get things for him. They said it was cigarettes, but it might have been cigarettes, because in those days, you could go in and get cigarettes for an adult, because they trusted you. You weren't smoking yourself, good grief. And I should take them back to him. There was a ladies' hairdressers around the back, which obviously I never used to go into. And between that and the parish hall was another shop called Parkview Dairy, which used to sell milk from village cows down at Parkview Farm. The Parkview Farm was the one at the top of the drift, which was owned by the Stallides. I can only guess that they had their own milk processing plant up the top of the drift. I'm not too sure about that. But anyway, these milk bottles had Parkview Dairy, Rose Castle written on them, and I don't think they delivered. I think you had to go there and pick it up. And again, they used to sell cream cakes and fresh fruit and veg and sweets. It used to be run by an ancient old lady. And in those days, I can imagine it must have shut in the mid-60s, maybe the early 60s. But it was certainly there in the early 60s, because for a short period in the early 60s, to make a little bit of pocket money, a lad, Tony Smith, who was about 2 years younger than myself, and I, used to do the teas for the cricket team, which used to involve cycling into Havant and buying some cakes, but we used to get the fresh bread and some more fresh cakes and the milk from Stella's dairy. And we used to make the tea in the parish hall, because in those days we had a very old tin pavilion, and when at tea time there was a cricket team, and the apprentices would come down to the parish hall and have tea made by two young boys, which is a bit of a novelty, because it usually always used to be made by the wives. We made these for a form. It was 1 year. I don't think it was 2. I think it was only 1 year.